You so negative with thoughts and you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got a curse at all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt at all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending in, no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's and misery is about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a stall. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind but we don't fight at all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that none of these people can offend me. And I can hang out with some people that's pretending. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that none of these people can offend me. And I can hang out with some people that's pretending.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Saturn Day, Shabbat Shalom. Saturday, February the 21st of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with part two of the teachings of Sylvanus. Sylvanus, we talked about Sylvanus yesterday. Again, one of the books that was found in the Nah Hammadi text. This book, as we've been talking about yesterday, so hopefully you've listened to part one, so you can continue to follow along with us in part two as we talk about one of the codices that was found in the Nah Hammadi text. So the Nah Hammadi is a book of codex. There's a lot of books that was found in one of those books, again, that was discovered back in, 1945, is this little-known book that we are discussing today, and the title of that book again, The Teachings of Sylvanus. So we want to continue what we left off on yesterday's show, again, talking about under, over, and understanding these teachings. Now, the emphasis, as you know from yesterday's show, is on your words. Now, I've been talking about this for years, and that's one of the reasons why I want to bring this ancient text to light, is because we probably won't take the entire hour and a half or what have you, so we should be able to wrap this up here fairly quickly on today's show. But the teachings of Sylvanus is very, very, very important because it helps us to understand life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's the same thing that the scripture says, but just, again, with a little different flavor, with a little different twist, if you will. And so the under, over, and understanding of all of the ancient texts is very, very important to me. Hopefully, it's important to you as well because it gives you an overstanding, it gives you an understanding, and it gives you an inner standing. So we want to pick off, we want to read where we left off yesterday. We want to go back just a little bit, just to cover just a little bit of what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about in like paragraph three where it says, "Oh, wretched man, what will you do if you fall into their hands? Protect yourself, lest you be delivered into the hands of your enemies. Entrust yourself to this pair of friends, reason and mind." And you know, I like to use the word reason and logic. And so the scripture is telling us this scripture is telling us, okay, we need to make sure that we use reason and logic, not just emotionalism, in any study that we are engaged in or any type of a intellectual spiritual pursuit. A lot of people leave reason and logic at home when they engage in any spiritual activity. The scripture is telling us here, take reason and logic with you. Then it says, and no one will be victorious over you. Now, that's a very powerful statement, because if you use reason and logic, no one will be victorious over you. Let me say it again. If you use reason and logic, no one will be victorious over you. One more time. Reason and logic prevents the enemy from exercising victory over you. Reason and logic. That is profound. Because that's what everybody wants. Everybody's looking for a way to be successful in life. And the thing that makes you successful in life is reason and logic. Because if you have a lot of emotionalism and a lot of zeal, a lot of passion, but you don't, it's not peppered by reason and logic, then, my brothers and sisters, you are in some serious trouble. Reason and logic gives us the ability to see through emotionalism and zeal. Reason and logic is very, very important to any success in any area, because reason and logic, reason asks the question, is this logical? So I'm going to reason at what I'm doing to see if there's any logic in it. If there's no logic, then we should not be engaged in it. We talked about this on yesterday when we read Philippians 4:8, when the scriptures tells us what we should think about. So my brothers and my sisters, as I've been saying on many, many shows, and I will continue to say it, because many people that's inside of Christendom and a lot of religions, remember, religion is division. If you want to start division, just create a religion. And so reason and logic is the foundation for success. Take these two things with you. You will not be overwritten. Other people will not be successful over you. And that's a very, very profound statement. Again, that's why I've said it 3 or 4 times already. Reason and logic. Reason and logic. Reason and logic. Now, again, this is an ancient text. It's not part of the Bible. This text goes way back, as we've talked about in part one, 358 B.C. This stuff, this particular document I'm reading from is what is called, again, the secret ancient text. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason I do these shows, the reason I talk about this stuff is because the stuff that's secret is the stuff, you know, there's an old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Not words won't hurt you, they'll kill you. What you don't know, like in the Matrix, it says ignorance is bliss. I disagree. Ignorance will kill you. You don't die from what you know, you die from what you don't know. So when people are on their deathbed, and they're getting ready to exit this earth, you know what they regret? People don't regret their mistakes. People regret the things that they did not do. You have this urge. You have this person you want to talk to. You have this place you want to go. You have this book you want to read, but you never make time for it. You never get around to do it, so you never know. You don't know. Now, that decision could be the worst decision of your life, but you don't know unless you make it. And so when you are on your deathbed and you're dying and you're leaving this earth, the thing that you're going to regret the most is the thing that you never tried. That thing that you had in the back of your brain, you always wanted to go bungee jumping. You always wanted to go skydiving. You always want to swim the English Channel. Whatever, you know, cray-cray stuff you got going on in your life. That's why, again, I study stuff that nobody else studies. Whenever somebody tells me, don't do this. Now, I was born this way, by the way. I can bring all of my brothers and sisters. There's 13 of us. I mean, a lot of them is no longer on the planet. But if I brought all of my brothers and sisters on this show, know what they would say? Man, that Willie was bad as heck. Because my grandmother said, you guys have the story, she had a little prize rooster. don't mess with my rooster. Don't chunk rocks. My grandmother would tell me all the time, boy, don't chunk them rocks. What I would do, go pick up a rock and throw it. Broke a window. I got beat to an inch of my life. Hit a chicken, killed the chicken. Got beat again. You know, that's just the way I was wired. And so I'm an adult, and guess what? They tell me, brother, don't read these documents. Those are Luciferian. I don't know if you guys know that, but the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if you go to religion based upon fear, guess who gave you that religion? Now, let me be crystal clear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us love, power, and a sound mind, reason and logic, sound-mindedness. That's biblical. But what I find is people get saved for fire insurance. Preacher preaches, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. So out of fear, you get saved. That is a counterfeit conversion. How do I know? I had one. I was licensed and ordained for 10 years preaching heresy because I was preaching fear-based, not faith-based. Anything in your life that is done out of fear is Luciferian. You say, brother, how do you know? Because I used to be on their side. So when I come on these shows, a lot of people talk about stuff they read out of books. I don't talk about book knowledge. I'm not here for information. I'm here for transformation. The thing that makes me different from everybody else, and I'm not here tooting my horn like I'm God's gift to the planet, because guess what? You got that same ability. Moses was able to free the Egyptians because he was an Egyptian. He knew how the Egyptian system, he knew the Egyptian's economics, he knew his way around Egypt. He walked into Pharaoh's back door. He had access to Pharaoh because he was his brother. So do you really think God is going to take you through the inner workings of alcoholism so that way you can put it on the shelf and be ashamed of it and hide it? If you're an alcoholic, go find another alcoholic and help him. Why? You relate. Y'all are on the same vibe. Y'all are on the same frequency. You understand alcoholism. So when everybody else see that hand trembling, I see your hand trembling, I think you're scared. But an alcoholic can see your hand trembling, and he knows you got the thirst. So he's going to bring you, a glass of, strong, lemon water or something to compensate. Me, I'm going to tell you what's wrong, dog. You got a problem? You scarred? Why? I don't know nothing about alcohol. And so you go through certain things in your life, brothers and sisters, so that way you can assist other people. That's why you're on the planet. But we are too selfish. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I help people who are Luciferians. So most of my people that I talk to, they're coming out of some kind of cult. Now, you know the thing that's a cookie blower? Most of the people don't know they're in a cult until they listen to my show. And then they listen to my show and they're like, there's five things that every cult on the planet has. 99.99999% of every church I've ever been to has those five things. I've talked about it on a plethora of shows. The biggest one is separation or isolation. Next one is, good cop, bad cop. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, because, again, if the devil walked up and knocked on your door right now, would you recognize him? If I'm a betting man, I'll put all my money, every dime I got, I'm gonna go in debt that you'd have no clue if the devil showed up at your door. In fact, I can almost guarantee it because you're watching Hollywood movies and you think he's ugly and you think he's... Lucifer was the most beautiful. He was the most cunning. So when you look for the devil, look for somebody that is the most beautiful person you've ever seen. Look for somebody that is the most intelligent. Look for somebody that is the most articulate. Look for somebody that is a god. But I didn't say that. But go ask the Luciferians. They'll tell you. Why? Secrets. They understand secrets and other people don't. And so that, what I just shared, is worth millions. It'll save your life. The average Joe, what I just said, means nothing. But if you listen to what I just said, I mean, really, really think. Now, when my daughters was coming up, I taught my daughters how to think like men. so they don't get took to the cleaners. And so most of the men that date my daughters are very angry. They come and say, "Mr. Rogers, man, your daughter is crazy. Sir, I have a lot of respect for you, but I, you know, your daughter, you know, I want to punch her in the face." Why? They can't run game on them. Men don't like that when they can't run game on women. So I taught my daughters the game. So what I'm teaching you is the Luciferian game. Lucifer don't like me telling you his modus operandi. So on this show and every show that I've done, I got 1,500 shows that tells you the inner workings of the Luciferian agenda. You can pick out any show. Look at my show on electronic demonic possession. Listen to that show to blow your cookies. Listen to the show I did on modern day demon possession. You can listen to any one of my shows. You can listen to my show on the benefits of fasting. It'll blow your cookies. You say, "Well, brother, come on, Will. Fasting? I mean, so just withstanding from food. What's so great about fasting, you know?" So you know you can fast from television. You can fast from any activity, not just food. But see, we don't know what fasting is. Now, this is a little off topic, but this is why this document is so important that I'm reading from today. In order to activate your consciousness, you must fast. That's why Yahushua says some things only come out through fasting and prayer. In fact, in the Essene Gospel of Peace, again, another ancient document that's not a part of the Bible, it says, "Renew yourselves and fast. For I tell you truly, except you fast, you shall never be freed from the power of Satan and from all disease that come from Satan." That's found in the Essene Gospel of Peace. I've read that document before. So every master knows that to be a master, you must master mental habits. You must master the control of character, of self, and others. You must control others without them knowing they're being controlled. You must be strong in your mental disposition. You must have the ability to be an independent thinker. You must have the ability to inform, influence, and inspire without the other party knowing that they are being informed, influenced, and given inspire. You know what inspire means? In spirit. The Bible calls it laying on of hands. I call it laying on of mental dispositions, mental telepathy. So whether you're in New York and I'm in California, it's irrelevant because there is no distance in thought or in electromagnetic spectrum. Whatever you do to one atom happens in the other atom. And so we must understand that if we don't master the lower appetite of the mind, it's going to control the higher appetite of the brain. That's what the book says. And in the book of Psalms, it says, I don't know why I'm talking about fasting, but for whatever reason, so I guess somebody needs to hear this. It says, "Humble my soul with fasting and with prayer and return me into my own bosom." So fasting and prayer returns you to your right state of mind called Christ consciousness, Christos, or clarity. Now, the Essene Gospel of Peace goes further, and it says some very, very profound stuff. And again, the reason I mention that is because we're reading from the teachings of Salvinus, which says some very, again, extreme stuff. Now, the Essene Gospel of Peace, and I say this a lot, I have it inside of my book, Theocentric Nutrition. It says, "Eat always from the table of God the fruits of trees, the grain and grasses of the field, and the milk of the beast, and the honey of bees. For everything beyond these things are of Satan." Let me say that again. I don't know. Like, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. But one thing I know, blood sugar and insulin is the two killers, especially within the African-American community. Let me say that again. Blood sugar and insulin. Overstimulation of the pancreas and the liver. We call it diabetes, high blood pressure, sickle cell anemia. It got a lot of different names. But the bottom line, it has to do with your pancreas and your liver. the blood sugar. So what I do is I make sure that I maintain. Now, do I do this all the time? Last night, you know, I ate popcorn, Snickers, candy, drunk two sodas. You know, I was just on a sugar high. So I reward myself, if you want to use that term. I'm not always, was a negative Nancy or whatever that term. But I understand that foods that elevate or lower my blood sugar causes my liver and my pancreas to work overtime to produce insulin to regulate my blood sugar. So that's all this is saying in this scene, Gospel of Peace. So my whole regimen, and I'm getting ready to start, and the reason I bring this up is because starting on March 1st, anybody listening to the show today, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm starting my 30 days, my 30 steps in 30 days, how to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. Again, this is very extreme. It is based on frequent, intense training. And so it is a internet-based course, so regardless of where you're at on the globe, you can take advantage of this class. Again, we'll be sending out videos. I'll be doing audio. I will do a personal diet plan, 30 days. I will tell you everything that you need to eat for your blood type, for your race. You guys know that you Caucasians can't eat what black folks eat. Black folks can't eat what Caucasians eat. Y'all do know that, right? And for your culture, from where you live. So you're from Italy, and you moved out to West, let's say you moved to West Africa. So an Italian cannot eat what Africans eat. Africans can't eat what Italians eat. So your culture. And so your diet must consist of your culture. It must consist of your blood. It must consist of your race. So I'm going to write a 30-day diet plan for you for what you should eat morning, noon, night, and the two snacks in between. You eat more because eating more actually is eating less. You know, the more you eat, you burn more calories. Then I'm going to do a 30-day workout plan for you. So I'm going to personally design your 30-day workout plan and your 30-day dietary plan for the 30 steps in 30 days. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information on the frequent intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching, and sleep, or 30 steps in 30 days. Why is this so important? Exactly what we said at the beginning of the day's show, two things you got to have, reason and logic, to be victorious. So I use reason and I use logic to come up with my diet plan, and it works. I use reason and I use logic to come up with my financial plan, and it works. So I use reason and logic in my relationships, and it works. Now, this is a big one. Using reason and logic in your relationship. So you're in a relationship, but you got passion and you got zeal, but you don't have no reason and no logic. This is how people end up in left field really quick. Now, remember, reason and logic, according to what we just read, reason is the justification or the explanation of your action. So you take an action, I'm going to ask for justification and explanation of that action. So whatever you do, can you justify it and can you explain it? So that way it is based upon logic. Reason is justification and explanation. What is logic? Everything in your life should fit these two parameters, and you will always be victorious, according to the teachings of Sylvanus. Logic, again, is the principles that govern and correct. Very important. You make a mistake, you need logic to correct that mistake. No logic, no correction. So again, justification, explanation, based upon principles that correct, keep you on track. Logic. But most people I know, they go to church, there's no logic. I don't know nobody that goes to church and they justify, and they, number one, they ask the preacher to justify what he just said, and they ask the preacher to explain. Don't believe me? Go to church tomorrow, and after service, go up there, shake the preacher's hand, say, you know, Reverend Dr. Bishop, that was a great sermon today. Could you explain that scripture that you just said in such a, oh, sister, meet me at the church, or, you know, talk to, you know, elder so-and-so. Yeah, they ain't got time to explain it. They got dinner on the table. They got better things to do. Reason and logic will keep the cosmoglottor from exercising control over you. Now, you do know the word logic comes from the word logos. Logos is the Greek word for the word that became flesh and dwelt among men, a.k.a. God. So reason and God keeps you victorious in all areas of your life, because the word logic comes from the word logos. The word logos gives us the word of God. The word of God. In the beginning was God. The word was God. In the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was God. Or the word was God. You know how the scripture goes. Now, this was taught eons before Christianity and Christ ever showed up on the planet. Now, from the Gospel of the Egyptians, that document was, you know, I read from the Samaritan text. Now, the Samaritan text, wow, 500 years before Christ? Before Christ. 500 years before Christianity. So while everybody else had, I don't do 1611 after, because that's when the manipulation took place. Everything that I teach is 1611 and before. Everything after 1611. What happened in 1611? King Jimmy. Now, do you guys know anything about King James? Y'all know he was a flaming gender bender, right? Y'all know King James was an interesting guy. You might want to do a little research on King James. What about the Council of Nicaea? Now, I've already talked about Vespasian and his son, Titus, who gave us the Father and the Son. The Roman Catholic Church, Catholicism. Y'all have done research on that, right? Y'all know the true roots of this thing that we call Judaism and Christianity, right? So therefore, go and research before it got polluted. At least get the authentic gospel. That's what I do. That's why I don't do cray-cray. I don't do stuff that most people do. I'm not a hoop jumper. I don't jump through hoops. I used to teach hoop jumping. It's called go to church. It calls tithe. It calls all the stuff that people do. I'm a retired teacher of hoop jumping. So what led to my retirement from hoop jumping? Books like this one. Let's continue reading. Now, I wish I could go back and I could read some of the stuff we read yesterday, because it was just mind-blowing, but we obviously don't have time. It says that if you use reason, it says, entrust yourself to this pair of friends, reason and mind. You guys know, again, mind means logic. Reason and mind, and no one will be victorious over you. You know, I was talking with this good friend of mine last night. You know, she's a female, very has a lot of reason and logic, and so therefore, you know, a lot of guys who run game have not been too victorious. Why? Like my daughters, they use reason and they use logic to prevent people who want to manipulate and control you from being in a position to do that. Reason and logic, not emotionalism, not zeal, not passion. Now, we can go and you know, have a little Amway rally, and everybody be running around and screaming, yeah! And you all pumped up, you shout, turn over a few chairs, throw them at the mouth, and then, you know what I like to do? I like when people go to church and they come home, I say, okay, so what did the pastor preach? What was the message? You know, he came out of the book of James. You know, it was a powerful word, brother. It was a powerful word. You should be there. You should have came. Okay, yeah, but what was the message? What did he preach? So tomorrow, do that to one of your friends. Now, don't do it, you know, with evil intent. Just ask somebody who's a churchgoer when they come home. Give them time to relax and say, hey, how was church? You know, they're going to say, great, brother, you should have been there. Then ask them, what did the pastor preach? And watch the look on their face. Just try it. I do it all the time. Now, you guys know my brother's a pastor. I love my brother. Me and him were like twins growing up. My brother saved my life on many occasions. But unfortunately, yeah, we don't have a relationship today. Why? I teach this. I don't teach hoop jumping no more. Caused a lot of division. But the book, the teachings of Sylvanus states, I continue, people can't be victorious over you. Then it says, may God dwell in your camp. That's your mind. That's your brain. May his spirit protect your gates. That's your five senses. Your five senses are entryways for the cosmogrator to get in. And like we said, he is a savage beast. But notice what, as we talked about in part one, a savage beast is your thoughts. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So why are you trying to fight, you know, somebody? You should be fighting that person's thoughts. That's what the scripture says. It says that the spirit will protect your gates. And may the mind of divinity protect your walls, your body. Let holy reason become a torch in your mind, burning the wood which is the whole of sin. So sin is wood to be used as fuel for holy reason. Let me say that again. I don't know if you guys got that, because everybody I know tells me don't sin. So let me make sure we're crystal clear. What the enemy meant for evil, God takes for fuel for good. I posted this morning on my Facebook page. As a photographer back at old school, before they came out with digital photography, I had my own darkroom. I did the entire process. I mixed my own chemicals. I had my own enlarger, my own photograph paper. And so I would take a negative out of the camera. I would put it in the enlarger. I would shine the light of the enlarger. Notice what enlarger through the negative, and it would hit the photographic paper to produce an image. So life is the same way. You need a negative to produce a positive. Nobody I know signed up to get negatives. Anybody listening to this show who pray tonight or tomorrow, Father, send me adversity. Anybody? Anybody? Is there anybody listening to this show who's praying for a negative? Yeah, I don't think people. I don't know nobody who's praying for adversity. But unfortunately, that's your meal ticket. So when adversity shows up in my life, I don't run. I welcome it. Come on in, homie, have a seat. Let me see how I'm going to use you to bless me today. Sin is the wood that the Holy Spirit used to burn to create reason and logic. No sin, no reason and logic. How do you think I learned so much stuff? People ask me all the time, Brother Will, you talk about a lot of stuff, dude. You be bouncing around, man. I like your shows, man, but, dude, you're a little hard to follow. I get that all the time. Now, like I told you guys, I write 10 books at the same time. I'm looking right now on my home. I think I wish I could send you guys a picture. Because I'm on chapter 3 of the book entitled The Western King. I'm on chapter 6 of another book called Hebrew, Magical Mystical Language. And then I'm on chapter 10 of another book called Technotronics, Technocrats of the New Age. I'm just starting chapter 1 of another book, Silence, The Science and Metaphysics of Poverty. So I'm working on all these books at the same time. Why? Because that's how my brain works. Now, your brain may work differently, but however it works, make sure you understand it and you use it. Now, they told me you need medication because you have ADD. You got arrested development disorder. And then you got the other one, hyperactivity disorder. That's what they told me when I was a young knucklehead growing up. Now, if I were to believe them, I would be on medication right now, and I'd be walking around in a zombie state. All my creativity would be gone. But I know God designed me with flaws for a reason. So God takes what the enemy meant for evil, and he turns around and he uses it for your good. Remember Paul has a thorn in his side? Remember the thorn was a messenger of Satan. Now, I don't know if y'all guys understand that. That means an angel. That means a demon was attached to him. Again, inside of one of my books, Ontology, I explain how man was original single helix. The cosmogrator added his helix. We're talking about DNA. So now you got two helixes. What does that mean? Now, most people don't understand this. This is off topic. But again, it's very important because it's in all of the secret documents. So you haven't purchased my book, Romans, I am too human. Because in that book, I scientifically prove, using science and biology, no scriptures, that your DNA, again, is not of this world. It's otherworldly, a part of it. So half of you is explainable. The other half of you is not. So where the other half of you come from? So we got one helix of your DNA that's good. We got another helix of your DNA that's bad. Now, Jacob's ladder in the Bible is talking about your DNA. Now, again, the Joseph's coat of many colors is talking about your chakra system. Why? You got seven, some say ten, chakras. Chakras, again, is gateways, kind of like your five senses. So when Joseph put on his coat of many colors, that means he activated his kundalini, his chakra system. Now, some people say, well, Brother Will, man, come on, dog. I don't know, man. You talking some cray-cray stuff. Okay, yeah, read the ancient text. Why do you think they took it out? They don't want you to have, now, my organization is the combining of spirit and science. Everybody, every Reverend Dr. Bishop tells me, brother, I love you, man, but I'm praying for you. You cannot combine science and religion, spirituality. And every scientist, I got some great scientists. I have Dr. Will Hawkins on this show. You know, I've had some great friends that are serious cellular biologists. They studied, they took. Now, you guys know when I started college, I entered into college in pre-med. My goal was to become a doctor. So I took all biology. I loved biochemistry. So I wanted to major in biology until I found out how long it takes. And I was like, you guys know me. I need a fast-track program. I couldn't do no work. How many years of school? And internship? 12? Okay, yeah, I'm out. But thankfully, I still studied it. Because inside of that is what this scripture is talking about, because all we've been talking about is words and how they establish worlds. That's what this secret text is talking about. And all of the secret texts, they all say the same thing. Let's go to the next chapter. The next chapter or the next verse in this says, again, now remember, holy reason, there's reason, and then there's holy reason. Now, know the word holy means set apart. So if you want to have your life set apart and be different from everybody else, you need a torch that burns in your mind that uses sin as its fuel. Oh, but you don't have no sin. So that means you don't have no fuel, so that means you can't be set apart. The thing that's set apart, that makes you set apart, is learning from your mistakes. But if you're afraid to make mistakes, you ain't gonna never learn. Like I've said, Reggie Jackson, known as the home run king, he's also the strikeout king. Michael Jordan, great basketball player. He also missed or lost more games or equally amount of games than he won. Every great in any area also have a negative in some area. The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. Let me say that again. Somebody need to hear this. The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. And so this is saying in the next verse, something that's really, really powerful. And if you do these things, oh my son, you will be victorious over all your enemies. And they will not be able to wage war against you. Neither will they be able to resist, nor will they be able to get in your way. For if you find these, what are these? Reason and logic. If you find these, you will dispense them as deniers of the truth. Of truth. They will speak to you, cajoling you and enticing you, not because they are afraid of you, but because they are afraid of those who dwell within you, namely the guardians of divinity and the teachings. Brothers and sisters, I wish I had the time to break that down for you. That's about an hour minimum just to break down those three sentences. Let me say it one more time. Really, really important. Oh, my son, you will be victorious. Not that you might. You will. You will be victorious. They will not be able to wage war against you. Neither will they be able to resist, nor will they be able to get in your way. Somebody listen to the show, you have an adversity in your life. Things are getting in your way. You know, the cosmic block toy is whooping you upside your head. Why? No reason, no logic. It says, if you find these, people are going to despise you. They're going to call you a denier of the truth. You know how many people call me and tell me, brother, you teaching heresy. You teaching cray-cray stuff. You know how many times I've heard that? If I had a dollar for every time I've heard that, I'd be a rich man. Then they will say unto you, you are cajoling. They will come cajoling and trying to entice you. Not because they are afraid of you, but because they are afraid of those who dwell within you. Namely, the guardians of the divinity and the teaching. You see, brothers and sisters, what I teach the truth. I don't teach a truth. Like I said, if I told you the truth, we would not be friends. If I really told you the honest truth, not a version of it, if I really not think about what I'm saying, we've talked about this on many shows, the truth. 2 Thessalonians, Jesus Christ, Yahushua, the writer of 2 Thessalonians says, this is why everybody on the planet is deceived. This is why. It clearly states. So I read that 20 years ago, and I set a course for two things, the love of the truth. Because it says if you don't have that, you will be sent a strong delusion by God, no devil. Isn't that interesting? So you think that the devil is your enemy? No, God has sent you a strong delusion. Why? Because you play in church. Now, God knows it. You lie to yourself. Now, see, it's one thing to lie to other people. But it's a whole other thing to be self-deluded. See, I don't lie to myself. If I'm doing something wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm doing something wrong. If you don't need to know, I ain't going to tell you jack. But you really think I'm going to lie to myself? Now, I'm going to come on this show and I'm going to say one thing and I'm going to go home and do another? No, if I'm doing something wrong, I know I'm doing something wrong. I am not going to lie to myself and sugarcoat it and say I have an excuse. There is no excuse. Why? I use reason and logic every day of my life. And reason and logic brings in the guardians of the truth. Now, not a truth, the truth. Because this is very, 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 very important. Most people, like most pastors, they go to school and they get their doctrine of divinity. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this is not a new believer show. So I don't apologize for the truth. I don't debate, I educate. Divinity. You ever looked up that word, brothers and sisters? The word divinity means the quality of being divine. So it's a quality, divinity. So it means the science of divine things. Comes from the Latin divinus, D-I-V-I-N-U-S. So the word divine or divinity comes from the word divine. Now, the word divine is a very, very interesting word because it means devoted to the discovery of a divining rod, a.k.a. divination, a.k.a. water. Let me say that again. Make sure we're on the same page. Divinity comes from the word divine. The word divine, again, has to do with God. But it says a God. The word divine means conjure up. It means to make out supernatural insight. Divine, as in diviner, divining, divining rod or wand. Divine means to soothsay, soothsayer. Comes from, again, the French word D-E-V-I-N. Real close to D-E-V-I-L, divine. So you would say, well, brother, what does that mean? What is the first commandment of the ten? First commandment of the ten, thou shalt have no other God before me. Nowhere in the scriptures does it tells you that there is a God, but it doesn't tell you who he is. Now, I know you think it does, but that's another study for another time. So what this scripture is telling us is that The cosmogrator recognizes higher. There is a hierarchy inside of the demonic realm. That's exactly similar to the military. So when I was in the military, we had a 4-star general. Now you can go to Google right now and type in demonic hierarchy. And then go to Google and type in military rank. And blow your cookies. And see how similar. Type in law enforcement rank. There's captains, there's lieutenants, there's sergeants, there's corporals. And then look at the rank structure of the demonic realm. Oh, you don't believe in demons? Okay. Okay, great. So you think demons are like what they show in the movies? That's an interesting thought. Now, you do know that the word demon comes from the word, or the word denomination comes from the word demon. So what denomination are you? Demon nation. Denomination, demon. Now, the word demonstration has the word demon. Now, a demon is a thing that animates the body. Let me say that again. Again, go to the word, all of this comes from your Bible. It's inside the Helios Biblia. So the word demon comes from the word that means, that gives us the body. It means the thing that animates dirt. So that is, now I'm a metaphysician. What do metaphysicians do? They study stuff that animates stuff. We study, metaphysicians don't study physics. We study the subatomic particles that animate physics. That's exactly what the Bible says that you're supposed to do. And people tell me you can't, science and religion can't mix. Really? You can't separate them, at least in my world. So all I do is study quarks and neutrinos. Those are subatomic particles of an atom. And so what this is saying, brothers and sisters, if you can wrap your brain around the word divine or the word divinity, it says, again, that people, there are guardians of divinity. It's plural, guardians, not guardian. The thing that blows my mind is that when I tell people to read Judges chapter 10, verse 6, most people have never read Judges chapter 10, verse 6, where it lists the other gods. Everybody believes that there's only one. Blows my cookies. No, most people have never read Judges chapter 10, verse 6, Judges chapter 6, verse 10. They're easy to remember. Just reverse the numbers. 6, 10, 10, 6. Same book, Judges. Cookie blower. Look at the definition of the word Elohim. Eloah. El Shaddai. Elion. Why? People don't want to know the truth. God knows it. God knows you don't want to know the truth. That's why he says in 2 Thessalonians, if you do not have the love of the truth, I'm going to let you stay where you're at and living in a dream world and continue to jump through hoops. It's okay. I'm cool with it. Now, I wanted to be Captain Save Blank. I spent my entire adult life trying to do that. So now I'm no longer trying to save nobody. I'm retired. I got burnt out. So I'm not trying to. That's why, again, I'm bringing this show to an end at the end of this month, early part of next month. I've had a decent response to, again, the offer of the $25, $50, and $75. You guys know I got really two families that I'm taking care of. I got my, I have 5 children from my previous marriage, 2 children from my second marriage. Again, they're step, but hey, when you get married, then no such thing as step in my world. You own them. They're yours, so you got to take care of them. Now, the Bible says a man that doesn't take care of his own is worse than an infidel. So I can come over here and I can continue to try to save folks, or I can handle my business. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of my business. And I humbly, respectfully submit that everybody listening to this show do the exact same thing. Why? The guardians of divinity, that's how they come out and hang out with you. Reason and logic. It is not reasonable, nor is it logic, for me to be over here helping you and my own son and my own daughter, and, they're perishing and going to hell. Is that reasonable and logical? No, that's not reasonable and logical. Then it says something that goes even deeper. Now, again, I could talk for hours on that, because notice that, number one, you are victorious over your enemies. Anybody not victorious over your enemies, anybody listening to the show, you have too much. You got too much passion, too much zeal, and no knowledge. So you're excited. You go to church, you turn over a few chairs, you shout, foam at the mouth, you know, all that good stuff. That is great. But when you go up against them devils and them demons, they really not interested in how much demonstration you got because they gave it to you. So what animates the body? I don't know if you guys want to know the answer to that question. I ask people all the time. So God is spirit. You are a dirt being based on biology. That's what carbon is. So you are a spirit that has possession of a body that manifests in itself. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through a body. So my question is to you is, where your body come from? Who gave your body? I'm just asking the question. I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, I know the answer. I hope you do too. Because somebody out there listening to the show, you think your body is your friend. So why does your spirit war against your body? And why does your body war against your spirit? The two are contrary to one another. That means they don't like each other. Why is that? I'm just throwing it out there for GP, general information. So hopefully you guys can, you know, come to your conclusion. And so the scriptures tells me, okay, nobody is going to be able to wage war against me. Then it says, neither will they be able to resist. So people ask me all the time now, I've toned down my old ways. So now, Luciferians, they know everything I'm saying. All of these books is inside of every secret society I've ever. This is what they teach. That's why it's called esoteric. The church, why do you think the church tell you don't read this stuff? They tell you don't read it out of fear. Anytime somebody say, man, don't do that, brother, because, you know, this could happen to you. That's exactly what you should do. I do not serve a God of fear. So I don't understand why y'all live your life in fear. I don't do fear. Fear isn't the devil. Show me fear, I show you devils, plural, plethora, many. They hang out in fear. Fear, doubt, and unbelief, it comes from the cosmogrator. Yet everybody I know lives their life in fear. Not everybody, a lot. I don't understand. I'm praying that you come to the revelation that there is no demon in hell, on earth, under the earth, in the earth, that is more powerful than the creator of the known universe. I do not believe it. I do not believe that he has more power than God. I just don't believe that. Therefore, he brings me something. I say, I don't believe it, man. I'm going to believe God. So they can't wage war against you, and guess what? They know it. They are angry and they are upset because you have something. You have the right to divine. So the word divinity comes from the word divine. Now, to us, it's a bad thing to be able to decipher between good and evil, to be able to divine. That's what a soothsayer is. Divination. Divining rod. It's the ability to discover something. It's the ability to perceive by insight. It's the ability to use conjecture. C-O-N-J-E-C. Not conjure, but conjecture. To be able to use, to conject an insight. So you meet somebody, oh man, you got a feeling, man, this dude is off. I don't know why. Can't put your finger on it. Something about that dude or that girl. That's good or bad. What is that? That's divinity. The ability to divide, to divine, the ability to see through the fluff. The ability to basically be a soothsayer, but on the positive side. What is a soothsayer? Somebody who can foretell the future, meaning I can sense you got bad intentions for me. Now, you're saying all the right things, Brother Will, man. We love you, man. We on your side, brother. But a soothsayer is somebody who soothes and say. It's the act of speaking the truth. See, that's what I do, 24/7, 365. Now, soothsaying on the opposite side is the act of speaking a lie. That's called sorcery. But soothsaying on the good side is the act of speaking the truth. That's called prophecy. So the Cosmogrator want to get you to confuse those two. He's pretty good at it. I mean, he is the author and finisher of confusion. Is he not? That's his job, to bring about confusion. So don't be surprised when he shows up at your door and say, here's a cup of confusion, please drink it. Say thank you, but no thank you. The next chapter says, my son, accept the education and the teaching. Do not flee from the education and the teaching. But when you are taught, accept it with joy. And if you are educated in any matter, do what is good. You will plant a crown of education by your guiding principle. Notice how the education comes about. The education comes about by the guiding principle. People ask me all the time, but well, how do you, you know, so I'm self-educated. What does that mean? I'm self-taught. What does that mean? I pray, Father, lead me and guide me in all truth. I go to the bookstore, and for some reason or another, this book just jumps off the shelf. It just like saying, read me, read me, read me, read me. I don't know. I can't even explain it. I just go and I just walk up and down the bookstore, and then I'll see a cover, and I just go and I pull it out, and it would be the answer to what I've been praying about. It's amazing. I will go to YouTube. I'm just clicking through YouTube. I start off listening to jazz, put on some Maxwell, put on something, and then while I'm listening to something that's totally unrelated, but if I pray, I say, Father, man, I don't understand this. I'm looking for an answer. I set my intention, and then I just start listening to something that's relaxing, and then I see something down in the suggested videos. I click on it, bam, the answer to my question. Guiding principle. The guiding principle, brothers and sisters, the Ruach, the Pneuma, will lead you and guide you in all truth. And then it says, put on the holy teaching like a robe. Make yourself noble-minded through good conduct. Obtain the austerity of good discipline. Judge yourself like a wise judge. Do not go astray from my teaching, and do not acquire ignorance, lest you lead your people astray. Do not flee from the divine and the teaching which are within you. Where is the teaching, brothers? Where are the teaching, sisters? Do not flee from the divine and the teaching which are within you. The kingdom of God is within. For he who is teaching you loves you very much. For he shall bequeath to you a worthy austerity. Cast out the animal nature which is within yourself or within you, and do not allow base thoughts to enter you, for you know the way which I teach. Base thoughts, that root chakra, fun, fighting, and effing. Do not allow those base thoughts to enter into you, because those base thoughts will destroy your austerity. Now, that's a cookie blower right there. What in the world is austerity? Or, let me see, let me pull it up here, the correct pronunciation on that word for you.
Austerity.
Yep, I was good. Wow, austerity. One more time.
Austerity.
Austerity. It means sternness, it means a quality of strict economy. Austerity is the quality of economy, the economy of the soul. So reason and logic gives you the ability to economize the soul, manage. That's cleronomics, the household management of the soul. Austerity, my brothers and sisters, also means sternness that is the result of harshness, cruelty. It comes from and has a root word of austere, which means severe self-discipline, severe simplicity. Notice it's self. Again, austerity comes from the word
austere.
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 Austere, again, means severe self-discipline. So you're waiting for the Reverend Dr. Bishop or your personal trainer or your life coach or this, that, and other to come and discipline you? Austere, it means dry, harsh, bitter direction based upon simplicity. Austere. Austerity, my brothers and sisters, what I just read again, this education and this teaching that you are going to be led and guided into by the Ruach and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has led and guided some of you to this message, and that's why you're here. And so don't run from this message or any of these messages. That's why I've been doing this show for the last 5 years. And so if this show does discontinue at the end of this month, continue to listen and refer back to this when the Ruach and the Pneuma, because, again, I'm going to leave all these shows up and available here on Blog Talk. Now, I do sell all of this stuff. Again, you can put every show that I've done, I can put it on I've done this already, so all I got to do is just make a copy of it and mail it to you. You could have all 2,000 shows. Now, you guys know I have my entire package. I have an entire, every show, every book, everything I've ever done in the area of wealth, I sell this for a cost of $2,000. I sell everything that I've done in the area of health for $2,000. Everything that I've done in the area of wisdom, spiritual wisdom, for $2,000. All three together, $6,000. But if you purchase them all together at one, again, I knock off $1,000, and you pick up everything I've ever done in my entire life, since I've come into the true knowledge of the love of the truth, for $5,000. And now you may say, brother, that's a lot of money, $5,000. But for 50 books, for 2,000 audio shows, I think it's very, very well worth it. It's just like, how much did you pay for your college degree? I'm pretty sure it's probably more than $5,000. So most colleges I know these days, man, you may get, I mean, if you call the University of Phoenix, I thought the boy was joking when he told me $5,000 per semester hour. I'm like, are you on, really? Thank you, but no thanks. So my brother and my sister, what we are talking about is very, very powerful, very valuable, because it says that your education and your teaching, let me read it one more time before we go to the next chapter. My son, accept the education and the teaching. Do not flee from the education and the teaching. But when you are taught, accept it with joy. How do you accept it? Oh, man, I don't want to listen to Brother Will's stuff no more. I don't read his book. No. Accept it with joy. And if you are educated in any manner, do what is good. So it does you no good to get the education and not apply it. Get the education, now apply it. Why? So that you may plant a crown of education by your guiding principle, by the holy teaching like a robe. So we're supposed to wear our education and teaching like a robe. And then it says, make yourself noble-minded through good conduct. Obtain austerity of good discipline. Judge yourself like a wise judge. No, that's not what it said. It said, judge others. That's what it said, right? No. Why is everybody judging everybody else? When the scripture says, why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye? You got a beam in your own eye. This verse here, according to the teachings of Salvinus, judge yourself. He said nothing about others. It says, judge yourself like a wise judge. Do not go astray from my teaching, and do not acquire ignorance. Notice ignorance is acquired. So ignorance is an acquired taste. Lest you lead people astray. So if you don't do these things, guess what happens? You lead other people astray. Why? You lost. Since you lost, everybody else is lost. Remember, what is lost. Lost is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, 10, 11. If you do not have the love, not a love, if you do not have the love of the truth, God himself will send you a strong delusion, ignorance, so that way you will believe Aruman, the lie, the liar. He's the father of lies. But why? Why does he show up? Does he show up in your life because of morality? Oh, man, uh-oh. Open up a can of worms on that one. Now, brothers and sisters, why are you delusional? Why are we lost? Why are we all, there's none righteous, no, not one? Why is Satan, that old dragon, deceived the whole world? None of us, myself included, have the love. We got a love, but we don't have the love. That's God. God is love. He didn't create it. He is it. So we don't have the God of the truth. Boom. Let me say that one more time. We don't have, now remember, the love of the truth. So love and truth, both of those are characteristics and attributes of God. Now that's a watered down label term for the incomprehensible, unknown, unutterable Father of light. So since we don't have the Father of light, that's love, since we don't have the love of the Father of light, God says, okay, you don't have love for me, here you go, take some delusion. And so we all running around admiring ourselves. Why? We don't love God. We love our cars, we love our houses, we love our boats, we love our women, we love this, we love that. And that's okay. But at least don't lie to yourself about it. Ask the God to help your unbelief. That's what I do. Then the next chapter says, if it is good to rule over the few as you see it, how much more better it is that you rule over everyone, since you are exalted above every congregation and every people. It says, prominent in every respect and a divine reason, having become master over every power that kills the soul. My son, does anyone want to be a slave? That's a question, Mark. That's a question. My son, does anyone want to be a slave? Why then do you trouble yourself wrongly? My son, do not fear anyone except God alone, the exalted one. Cast the deceitfulness of the devil from you, except the light from your eyes, or the light for your eyes, and cast the darkness from you. Live in Christ, and you will acquire a treasure in heaven. Do not become a sausage made of many things which are useless, and do not become a guide in your blind ignorance. Brothers and sisters, like I've been saying, this is so rich, so powerful for me. It's just like I just enjoy reading it, because every time I read it, I don't know how many times I've read this, it blows my cookies time after time after time after time after time. The teachings of Salvinus. Brothers and sisters, it says, and this speaks volumes for me, does anyone want to be a slave? Why then do you trouble yourselves wrongly? Me, I want to help people more than they want to be helped. That's a character flaw. And so I find myself doing things for people that don't want it done. So I see you hungry, and I'm going to force feed you, and you say, no, I want to starve to death. And I'm like, no, you're not on my watch. And you say, no, you don't understand, man. I don't want anything you're offering. I'm saying, no, man, God loves you. Let me help you. Some people don't want to be helped. Some people want to be slaves. I know that's hard to wrap your brain around it, but some people want to be slaves. Don't trouble yourself wrongly. It is wrong to cast your pearls among swine. I'm learning it. You guys know I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. I'm a few sandwiches short of a full picnic. So I learn a little slow. But after repeated failure, yeah, I get the message. Some folk, they cool with being uncool. So I'm going to be cool with them being uncool. It says that when you get to this place, notice what happens. It says, why rule over a few? You'll be able to rule over everyone. Now, that word rule, again, it has nothing to do with, you know, it has to do with dominion. When you master your space, people want to ask you, how can I master mine? That's all I did. I mastered didactic teaching. Now, I tell other people, okay, now, maybe somebody out there, your job is to, you know, master, you know, cooking. Maybe somebody else is to master construction. Everybody got something that they're gifted in. Master, you do you, boo-boo. That's what this is saying. Master yourself. And then it says, and this is really the hard message. This is the touchstone. This is hard for me, man. This is hard. It says, do not fear anything except God alone. Brothers and sisters, let me say that again. I try my best to get people to understand what I'm saying. You know, I know my speech is not as eloquent as some. But y'all, man, y'all can't do fear no more. And the church teaches a lot of it. Then you go to church and all they tell you is what not to do. Okay, I got that. I already know what sin is. It's kind of obvious. It's common sense. So let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, you know, how are you going to help me not to sin? I know what it is. You've been telling me what it is. But don't use fear as a weapon to prod and poke me to get me to respond. I'm not a fear jumper or a hoop jumper. I'm a thought catcher. So those thoughts of fear come in, I catch them, and I bring them into the obedience of the word of Christ, which is my sphere of influence. I put those negative words under my feet. Do not fear anyone except God. Let me say that again. Do not fear anyone except God. Let me say it again. There's a lot of people with a lot of fears out there. Do not fear anyone except God. Very, very powerful. The exalted one. It says, cast deceitfulness of the devil from you, except the light for your eyes. Cast darkness from you. Live in Christ, and you will acquire treasure in heaven. Do not become a sausage. You know, sausage is made up of all kind of stuff. They just get all of the scraps and they throw it together. That's why sausage is real unhealthy for you. You got somebody that's trying to give you some, you know, sausage. It's a bunch of stuff mixed together. They just want to throw it to you. Say, here you go, eat this. Yeah, thank you, but no thanks. And then it says, my son, listen to my teachings, which is good and useful, and end the sleep which weighs heavy upon you. Depart from the forgetfulness which fills you with darkness. Since if you were unable to do anything, I would not have said the things to you. But Christ has come in order to give you this gift. Why do you pursue the darkness when the light is at your disposal? Why do you drink stale water, though sweet wine is available for you? Wisdom calls you, yet you desire folly. Not by your own desire do you do these things, but it is the animal nature within you that does them. Not by your own desire do you do these things, but it is the animal nature within you that does them. By your own desire, your spiritual desire, do you do these things? But it is the animal nature within you. Romans 7, verse 8. I've been saying, with my mind I serve God, my flesh I serve the devil. The teachings of Sylvanus breaks this down. But we have the light. Yahushua didn't create it. He is it. We have love. God didn't create love. He is it. We have the truth. God didn't create a truth. He is the truth. Now, you must have a love of the truth. Nowhere does it say you have to have the truth. You just got to have love, because love is truth. So, therefore, when you have love, you have truth. So, while you go out looking, you could do what I did. Me and Solomon, we went through money, we went through women, and we went through words. And at the end of it, me and Solomon ended up, we said, it's like you eat, you go ever go to an all-you-can-eat place, a buffet, and you overdo it, you're just sitting there like, oh man, I ate too much. Yeah, that's called a vexation of spirit. You ever been vexed, brothers, sisters? I don't know if y'all understand. With an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow, vexation of spirit. So when your vexation, that's the word vex, it is a state of vexing. It's called irritation and annoyance. It's a nuisance, the pain in the rear end. You are agitated. That's what an increase of knowledge does. It just vexes. So take my word for it, brothers and sisters. The love of the truth. Now, you don't know what the love is. You don't know what the truth is. So that's why you do what I did. Say, Father, I don't know you, because everything that's been presented as you obviously is not you. Because I'm still doing cray-cray stuff. I don't have no love. I'm all self-absorbed. I don't have altruism. So therefore, Father, you show me, you give me, you empower me, you educate me, you lead me, you guide me. Naked I came into this world, naked I shall leave. If you don't do it, it doesn't get done. Just pray that prayer. Stop praying, stop seeking, stop knocking, stop doing all of this other cray-cray stuff. And say, Father, if you don't lead and guide me, now you said that if you be for me, who can be against me? You said that you wish above all things that I prosper and be in them. You said that I can boldly come to your throne of grace. You said that you wish above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. You said, ask, and it shall be given unto me. Seek, shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. So, Father, I need your assistance, because I don't know what love, the love. I know what a love. I have a love of a lot of things. I have a truth, but I need the love. That's you. I need you. The love of you. I need love of you. That's what I need. Watch how fast the irritation leaves. Vexation is gone. I used to be a very vexed individual. A lot of anger, hostility, woe is me, and, you know, pissed off at the world. You know, I had a bad childhood. You know, the whole sob story. Nobody loves me but Jesus. Yeah, I've been there, done that already. Got 2 T-shirts. But them days are gone. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, it says, when wisdom summons you in her goodness, singing, come to me, all of you, O foolish ones, that you may receive the gift of understanding, which is a gift, I'm sorry, the gift of understanding, which is good and excellent. I am giving to you a high priestly garment, which is woven from every kind of wisdom. What else is evil death except ignorance? Ignorance is death. What else is evil darkness except familiarity with forgetfulness? Cast your anxiety upon God alone. Do not become desirous of gold and silver, which are profitless, but clothe yourself with wisdom like a robe. Put knowledge on yourself like a crown, and be seated upon a throne of perception, for these are yours, and you will receive them again on high another time. See, my brothers and sisters, when I set aside the search for gold and silver, and I decided that all I wanted to know was I don't care what it is. People say, yeah, man, I only want to know the truth if it proves my belief. I pray and I say, Father, destroy every belief system I have. I still pray that prayer. All I want is truth. not a, the. That's it. The love of the truth. That is it. If you could sum up everything I've ever taught in my entire life, that would be it. The love of the truth. Period. Exclamation point. Brothers and sisters, this book is so powerful because it blows my cookies. It says, depart from the forgetfulness which fills you with darkness. So there is something that you know that you forgot. You must call those things that are not as though they were. You must remember, because we all dropped from the sea of forgetfulness when we came into this dimension. So now we got to remember our prior existence with the Father. Then it says, since if you were able to do anything, I would not have you say these things to you. Or I would not have said these things to you. But Christ has come in order to give you this gift. What is this gift that Christ has given us, brothers and sisters? It is this gift of wisdom. It is the gift of remembering. It is the gift of having an eternal person, an eternal place, and an eternal position. That's wisdom. It is calling you, my brothers and sisters, and it is calling me. And then it goes on and it says, for a foolish man usually puts on folly like a robe. We're not supposed to do that. What are we supposed to put on like a robe, brothers and sisters? It says that clothe yourself with wisdom like a robe. Put knowledge on yourself like a crown. Be seated upon a throne of perception. Let's understand. Wisdom, knowledge, perception. For these are yours, and you will receive again. So how do we receive? In order to receive, we need three things. Wisdom, we need knowledge, we need perception, then we receive. Wisdom, knowledge, perception, receive. Wisdom, knowledge, perception, then we receive. If no wisdom, no knowledge, no wisdom, no knowledge, no perception, there's no receiving. But it says that most people, they don't want to put on this wisdom. They don't want to put on knowledge. They don't want to put on perception. They want to put on foolishness. It says, for a foolish man usually puts on folly like a robe, and like a garment, sorrow. And like a garment of sorrow, he puts on shame, and he crowns himself with ignorance, and he takes his seat upon the throne of the nuisance. Now, brothers and sisters, let's look at those three things. What is foolishness? So in order to receive, we need wisdom like a robe. We need knowledge like a crown. We need perception like a throne. Then we can receive knowledge from on high. But a foolish man, he has folly that looks like a garment of sorrow. He puts on shame. And he crowns himself with ignorance. So folly, shame, ignorance, and then he takes up on a throne of, and I want to say nuisance, but it's spelled a little differently. It's spelled, and this is let me pull it up for you as well, because it's, I can't really say that it is a word, but it is a word, and it's pronounced. Let me pull it up here.
Nuisance.
It's not nuisance, but it's new science. Like it's spelled N-E-S-C-I-E-N-S-E. It's pronounced?
Nuisance.
New shins. So the word science is spelled science, but it's shins. So it's the word N-E, new shins. N-E-S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indian, E as in Echo, N as in November, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo. N-E in science, nuisance. Nuisance means lack of knowledge, a.k.a. ignorant. Nuisance, now again, I had never heard this word. I've never seen it used before. It's only found in this particular text to my knowledge. Now, it may be somewhere else out there, but that word, it comes from a Latin word that simply means ignorance, lack of knowledge or know sire, know S-C-I-R-E, the inability to sire or to sow seed, ignorance. And so the people of folly, it says, for a foolish man usually puts on folly like a robe, one, and like a garment of sorrow, he puts on shame, two, and he crowns himself with ignorance, three. So folly, shame, and ignorance, and he takes the seat up on new shins. And the word new shin, again, we know means ignorance. So he sit down on a chair of ignorance. And I like it because it's the word, again, any, and then the word science. It's like the opposite of, it's the ignorance is like the opposite or the absence of science. Again, that's just my addition to that word. And then it says, for while he is without reason, he leads only himself astray. For he is guided by ignorance. He does the ways of the desire of every passion. He swims in the desires of life and is sunk. To be sure, he thinks that he finds profit when he does all the things which are without profit. The wretched man who goes through all of these things will die because he does not have the mind, the helmsman. But he is like a ship with which the wind tosses to and fro, and like a loose horse who has no rider. For this man needeth the rider, which is reason. So someone who is foolish, they don't have reason and logic. And since they don't have reason and logic, their life, shame, ignorance, they sit down in ignorance. They lead their life in a manner of ignorance and foolishness. They are like a horse with no rider. The rider is reason. Let me continue. For the wretched one went astray because he did not want advice. He was thrown to and fro by these three misfortunes. He acquired death as a father, ignorance as a mother, and evil counsel. He acquired them as friends and brothers. Therefore, foolish one, you should mourn yourself. Notice that the deceived individual basically is like a ship that is tossed to and fro. He's like a horse with no rider. He's a wretched man. Then it says that he has three great misfortunes. Number one, he has acquired death as his father instead of life. He has acquired ignorance as his mother instead of his teacher. And he has acquired evil counsel instead of the Holy Spirit, the leading God, to be his friends and his brothers. Again, very, very powerful statement. These three misfortunes that falls upon the foolish man, now his father is not the father of life, he's the father of death. Now, his mother is not the word of God. His mother is the ignorance. And now, the evil counsel is replaced, the Ruach or the Pneuma or the Holy Spirit. So he has acquired death as a father. He has acquired ignorance as a mother and evil counsel. He has acquired them as his friends and his brothers. Therefore, foolish one, you should mourn yourself. From now on, then, my son, return to your divine nature. Cast from you these evil, deceiving friends. Accept Christ, the true friend, as a good teacher. Cast from you death, which also became unto you your father. For death did not exist, nor will it exist at the end. Let me say that again. For death did not exist, nor will it exist at the end. One more time. For death did not exist, neither will it exist at the end. My brothers and my sisters, this is the teachings of Silvanus. Now, I'm bringing this to a close. There is, we read about maybe a fourth. So there's still three-fourths more that I would encourage everybody to listen or to read through. I would love to be able to read through the entire book, and I may do a part through. I will pray about it and see. Because this is a great, great book. Because it really helps for you to see the importance of you taking responsibility for yourself and your words. And do not be ignorant in opposition to every good opinion. But take for yourselves the side of the divinity of reason. Keep the holy commandments of Yahushua, or Jesus Christ, and you will reign over every place on earth, and you will be honored by the angels and the archangels. Then you will acquire them as friends and fellow servants, and you will acquire places in heaven above. Again, that was just another verse inside of, again, the teachings of Salvinus. Brothers and sisters, again, do not be in opposition to wisdom. That wisdom comes in the form of reason and logic. Reason and logic. The ability to justify your and explain your thinking or your principles that you engage in on a daily activity. If you can justify why you do what you do, if you can explain why you do what you do using principles based upon reason and logic, then you keep doing it. But if you can't justify whatever you're doing in your life, if you can't explain using logic that's based upon purpose, that's based upon principles, that's based upon a process, that's based upon a procedure, that's based upon a product, that's based upon profit, that's based upon prosperity, that's based upon peace, you should not do it. Everything in your life, my brothers and sisters, should be, again, based upon reason and logic. To be able to justify and explain your principles, that is the purpose, or one of the highest forms of purpose that one can engage in this dimension. Do not be ignorant, brothers and sisters, but take up on yourself reason and mind, or reason and divinity. I'm sorry, reason and logic. And so again, I may do a part three. If I was to read through the entire book, it probably end up being a seven part series. And so we may continue and go through the whole book, but those first four or five chapters that we just read were very, very, very profound when I first read it, and I thought I wanted to share that information with you guys. Again, as you guys know, depending on the support, I may not be on this particular channel on a daily basis like I've been doing these noonday shows. I would do one show probably, after dinner, like at the 7 or 8 hour, like I used to do in the past. And then I will continue to do my counseling, continue to do Eagles Club and everything else I'm doing. The only thing that I'm doing differently is there's been a lot of great opportunities that have come my way in the area of, employment, whether it be teaching or whether it be sharing this information with others in a paid format. And so obviously the goal is to continue doing what I'm doing right now. That is the number one goal. That's what I'm believing God for. So that way I'm able to get, again, I need at least 25, 30 people that's willing to partner with me and say, hey, Brother Will, I'll support you at the $25, the $50, or the $75 level. And in exchange for that support every month, I'll be able to send you out, again, a free download, either email you or a password-protected website, so that way you can access the information and listen to the information. But again, we're going to see that. I'll be making that decision here at the end of the month, end of February, early March, to see whether or not I'll be continuing doing the show here in a free format. Because again, if I have enough donations coming in on a monthly basis, there's no need to go to a paid format. I'll continue to go into these shows. And you say, well, Brother Will, why? Well, 2015, brothers and sisters, woo, we got a lot to do. We've got to go through a book called the Apocryon of James. We've got to go through a book called the Gospel of Truth. We've got to go through the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Philip, the Origins of the World, the book of the Gospel of the Egyptians, the book of the Sophia of Jesus Christ. We've got to go through the book called the Dialogue of the Savior. We've got to go through a book called the Apocrypha of James. We've got to go through a book called The Concept of the Great Power. We've got to go through the book, which we're doing right now, The Teachings of Sylvanus. So we may continue again with part three and go through all of these books because we have a lot of stuff. Another book I want to go through again is the Book of Melchizedek. Now, that's one of the books that I just recently published. I had to take that one back. I need to add one more chapter in it, and that is this chapter, which I totally I forgot about adding that in. So I wanted to include one of the books that was found in the Nag Hammadi library that talks about the name of Melech, King Zedek, Righteousness or Justice. So the King of Righteousness or the King of Justice. So I wanted to include that chapter inside the book as well. So I'm updating that. And that will be available also. And that's one of the books that we're going to be discovering, again, going into 2015, God willing. My brothers and my sisters, it's an honor and a privilege to spend this time and this opportunity with you, my brothers and my sisters. And again, the goal is to continue doing this every day. That is my plan, Sister Helen. Hopefully I get enough support so that way everybody, I continue to be able to do this in this free setting. Because, again, this information should be made available to everybody, you know, for free, but it's just that I just need to make sure that I am being a good steward of my time and my resources, not casting my pearls where they shouldn't be, and also make sure that I am not being an infidel. Because a man that doesn't take care of his own house is worse than an infidel. And, yeah, I will not be named among them. So my brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. Because the son comes in the name of the Father. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Delusions, dreams. still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.